Hello, everybody. This is Size Talk here again. Good morning to you all and good afternoon to others. I know everybody's probably still inside or either at work and trying to make sure they stay healthy in this time of need, as such the coronavirus and whatnot. But I'm going to bring some more positivity to everybody. I'm going to keep doing this type of stuff and making sure you all have something to listen to while this is going on. And today's episode is talking about the giantest editors of the community. Now, I'm not talking about the producers. I'm talking about those that make giantest collages while helping the models, foot community, and to also bring more advertisements in a different way. So people have told me about my giantest collages, and so far I've gotten a lot of positive comments, people saying they are really good, people like them, they like how they have a good perspective. But most of the time, the work that comes from the models themselves that take these amazing pictures, which immediately inspired me to do more of these type of things. And there are some editors out there, or collage creators as I call them, go out there to get money to have these created, while some, or should I say most of these people that do these type of things do it for fun. They want to show some free advertisements. There are a lot of foot models out there that need some attention, some sort of promotion for their pages and stuff, and this is a great time to do it. As just recently, I just joined a giantest editors community that's on Instagram, and this is from a person named Giantest Toys 2. He has started doing all this stuff. He started creating more of these edits and such. They use apps, they use the PC as much as I do, and they have joined a community of editors of 23 of them. There are big names like Giantest Studios and Low Mario 7 and several other people in there that have found themselves and expressed themselves a lot more in this Instagram group. So far, all these people have been really nice. I just joined it, so hearing all of them talk about how they're editing and what future ideas or who to go for next to edit, and you know, making more advertisements and making more Giantest content. Sure, it is kind of a thing that, you know, everybody does or tries. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them may need some more polish, but all in all, it's more to bring more advertisements to the models that are in the community or those that are in the foot community, all the above. It's all helping out. Now, there are people that try to extort this by doing it for money, you know, such as, hey, I'll make you a Giantest collage for like $60, and in reality it's not gonna look good, or they actually have the skills to back it up and you do pay them. So for those that actually do this as like a side thing, and you actually have true like skills into making all these Giantest collages, then hey, look, that's on you. That's what you want to do. But if you're doing this just for fun, helping models out and such, then you're doing pretty much the right thing. You're doing a good thing, helping them out, making sure they have a lot of advertisements, and making sure they get more visibility out there, because right now social media has become kind of a little bit 12 times harder for those that are in the NSFW industry of the fetish community, and trying to advertise themselves has become a lot more difficult, especially now since they don't have Tumblr to use, they don't have many other things to use. Twitter has become particularly weird, especially when it comes to its making sure you have this NSFW tag on, so all your stuff is, you have to click on it to see it, and it's been completely weird lately. Other than that, it's more of, we need more people to bring more visibility to the models and those that like do this as a living. But then again, all this stuff comes down to the editors, producers, and those that take the time to advertise themselves on social media. So thank you everybody for listening. Hopefully we'll see you or listen to me in the next episode, and enjoy your day. And guys, remember, take care of yourself, wash your hands, and be careful out there.